let's get you caught up on some of the injuries from the game yesterday. Justin Forsett had a non-displaced fracture on his foot, and he'll be out 4 to 6 weeks. So it's on the top of his arch. We'll talk about this week what our plans are with him as far as IR. Dave and I will talk about that. Roy Miller and Geno Hayes probably won't be ready on Wednesday, but we expect them to play on Sunday. Same thing, Geno with his knee and Roy with his shoulder. Will Blackman and Mike Brown should be back on the field by Wednesday and back from their injuries. So it was good. After taking a look at the tape, I think there's some things to point out. Offensively, and we got off to a really good start with the 10-play, 75-play drive. The big explosive play was by Ace Sanders on the critical third down we got down into the red zone. But, I thought that the offensive staff did a really nice job. I mentioned to you throughout the year that we're trying to find out what our guys do best and put them in those situations. And I think Ace's play was a classic example of that. Some of the things he does best, get him in the open field and give him a chance to make the play. We had our highest possession time of the year, over 32 minutes, I believe, or 33 minutes. And, that was great to see. The number of three and outs, we had 2 3 and outs on offense. Again, getting better in that area and maintaining the ball and limiting that. As far as Chad's play, it might have been one of his best games, in my opinion. I thought he did a really good job managing the game. I thought he made really good decisions. He did take a lot of hits. And for him to stand in the pocket, some on critical downs, third down situations, showed a lot of courage being standing in there and making plays for us. Very pleased with his effort from the game. Maurice Jones-Drew, his most productive game this season, did a great job picking up some yards. I know this was a challenging week for Mojo in that we visited with him about getting Todman some more reps, getting Forsett in there on some third down situations, and he handled it great. And to see that, I think that may have had something to do with his productivity. He played fresher throughout the game, and we'll continue to look at that. Cecil Shorts, very solid game, 8 catches, was targeted over 11 times, so it was good to get him involved more in the game and showed to be pretty productive. So the explosive runs, that was the key. I think we had multiple times where it was 2 yard, 1 yard, and then we popped a couple explosive runs. And that's really what helps you get over 100 yards a game. And, that's what we handled. I think some of the issues, the number of hits on the quarterback, we have to take a look at that, to help our guys out, whether it's holding the ball a long time or some of the route concepts, and clean up the penalties. They did cost us a couple scores. On offense, we did have some adversity with some sacks and some penalties, but I did think for the most part we fought through those situations and stayed strong and, captured most of those opportunities. There is that area like we had against Arizona, the logo area from the 50 to the 35, where we had multiple opportunities in the Arizona game. We didn't capitalize on it. We did have, 5, I believe, opportunities in this game. We did score a touchdown and 2 field goals, but there's a couple other situations where through penalties or sacks that we didn't capture those. I think that's an area that we need to take a look at. Defensively, is an 8th-ranked offense in the league. Held them to 218 yards. Again, another good game by our defense as far as the running game. I felt like we managed the running game for the most part and played better against the pass. Had a couple opportunities for interceptions. We captured one. Sip had another opportunity and, continually to get around the ball. But I thought, we came out strong, forced 5 punts right away, the first 5 possessions, 60 yards in the first half, all demonstrated clearly that, we started off pretty fast. And, and come off and finish fast as well, I think was good. Got a couple sacks. Andre Branch continues to impress us with his effort and, his play, not only against the pass, but also the run. So we like to see him continually improve. Geno Hayes had a good game for us. Obviously, Puz had a very good game as well. Special teams, it's amazing to me. We got guys like Danny Noble, coming off, and he was involved in special teams, and he had 2 tackles. You know, a guy that, you know, we didn't utilize last week, and we try to get involved more. We constantly have guys stepping up on that side of the ball, and it's cool to see. And Winston Guy had a good game for us as far as special teams, as long as Chris Brzezinski. So, you know, that area continues to improve as well. Okay.
Why did you feel players today off was deserved?
You know, a couple things. One, I felt like with Thanksgiving, we are going to have a shorter or earlier meeting times and things to get them home with their families on Thursday. And for the coaches, for prep time, I felt like we could best utilize the prep time and today rather than for them to stay here Thursday and not be able to go home because they're working on red zone. You know, so that was just for me. And I think the players, you know, they handle it well. And, you know, we'll take it from there.
When did you tell them?
I told them on the plane. I had to really think about it. No, I did. I told them on the plane before takeoff.
And the reaction?
They were excited, and then they showed disappointment because I think that's what they wanted me to see.
Even if it's 4 weeks, that takes you up like 3 days before the last game.
Yeah.
IR most likely.
Yeah, I'll talk to Dave about that, but that's what it appears to be.
Has Chad kind of won you over as the starter unless he gets hurt at this
point? I talked to Blaine last week about be ready for his opportunities. And, you know, if they should exist, if we feel like really, you know, we need a jolt or the opportunity presents himself to go in the game, I would not hesitate to do that. It's not going to be from, you know, Chad throwing one interception or we have 2-3 and outs in a row. But it's just more of a feeling that I have. That maybe we need to try it and get him in the game. He's really worked hard the last couple of weeks, and I think that in practice he's been a different person as far as practice. The competitiveness, we've had him run our service team, has taken charge of the service team. All those things are showing good signs in that direction, and I would not hesitate if the opportunity presented itself or if there's an injury that took place to get him in.
Does that mean
from Blaine?
From Blaine, yeah. From good.
Yeah, I think it'd have to be a situation that would present itself in the game. You know, it's not, hey, let's go in there thinking, you know, let's get Blaine some reps in this game. You know, I think it's more, you know, we really feel strongly about Chad, but if something should take place, we wouldn't hesitate with Blaine.
Not for the future, though.
I don't even think about that far right now.
A lot of quarterbacks through the years who've been benched said the head coach then doesn't give them the time of day. Why do you feel it's important to have this open dialogue with him?
With Blaine?
Yeah.
Well, I just think because he deserves it. If you go out there and practice and you're competing and you're improving on the practice field, then it warrants our attention. And, you know, so I think that's critical for Blaine. We've challenged him in many areas now, not only on the field but to grow in other areas. And I'm seeing improvement in those areas. So I think it's just more to keep his spirit going as well.
Coach, you touched on this earlier with Mojo, but he's the type of guy who kind of likes having that chip on his shoulder. How much did that talk with him earlier, said, hey, we might get Forsett, we might get Todd and Moore?
You know what? I think that, and this is what I told Mojo on the plane, I think that when you show great unselfishness, and it's a genuine unselfishness, a lot of times, for whatever reason, it comes back twofold. It just happens, and for whatever reason. And I thought last week he showed really great, genuine unselfishness. It wasn't he was upset when he left. He understood it, and he was willing to try it and said, let's take a look at it. And it was genuine. And you know, what a great illustration, you know, to talk to him about and say, look what happened. Look what took place. So it was more of those conversations with him. I didn't see a chip. I just thought I saw a guy that was really wanted to do what was best for the team and was willing to try anything to help this team get better.
Defensively, the last 3 weeks, especially against the run, what has changed? I know this is a little bit of rehash.
No.
You really simplified things?
No, I think, you know, we might have done a couple more defenses. We've really locked into a couple. But I think it's really our guys are starting to understand it better. You know, it wasn't in the beginning. You know, we would say, hey, you're the A-gap defender, you're the B-gap defender, and they played the A-gap and the B-gap. Now we're asking them, take care of your responsibilities, but by the end of the play, get to the ball. That's more important. And I think that's they're getting a comfort level now of, you know, how to play their responsibility yet keep themselves alive for the whole play. And that's what you're seeing on tape. You're seeing guys do that now. And I think because of it, they're playing with more confidence.
How do things stand with Vincey?
It was good. I had a good talk with him today. He's going to be challenged now. I think for him, it was a situation. I thought it was best for him to stay home this weekend. I thought it was the best for the team for him to stay home this weekend. And I think that, you know, for Mince, it was just a challenge of get refocused on what's important. And we need him to have his focus on the team. Not that it wasn't, but I think there was a sense that maybe he was straying away from that. He's got a lot of things going on, and I just wanted to refocus attention on football. And I thought it was the best way to do that.
Do you think there'll be any issue? You said it was best for him to be away, and, you know, apart from the team, for both sides. Is there going to be anything that has to happen to?
Yeah, I would say for Mince right now, I mean, whenever you do that, whenever, you know, you're healthy and you have a chance to play and you're at home, it's tough. It's tough. It's tough on the team. And, you know, I know that I may have put the team in a difficult position because of it, but I just felt like the message needed to be clear to our team. And, you know, I think whenever things like that happen, there's always a thing where the player has to come back and regain trust. And he didn't do anything drastically wrong. He didn't punch anybody or do anything like that. He just, I think it was a situation where, you know, he's got to come back in and now go to work. And just clearly show to the team that this is his top priority. And I believe he will. Coach, I believe he will.
2-1 since the bye week. Is this the type of team you envisioned when you took this job?
Well, you know, I don't know if we talk so much about that. I think that it is a team that we just, what's been really cool is to validate it, to say, hey, really keep it about us getting better. It doesn't matter who we play. It's another test on every Sunday to test the preparation that we've had during the week. And when you can, you know, I just believe there's something, I think that if everybody in our team plays the best of their ability, that's even better than winning. I think it's higher than winning. I really do. Because you hear teams that say maybe they didn't play very well and they still won the game. Well, our objective is to really sustain this and play at a high level all the time, regardless of who we play. So I think that's what we're really striving our team to get to, is where they play their best all the time, all the time. And then we believe if we do that, the wins will take care of themselves. So in our team's minds, I think we're trying to make it that that's even higher than the winning. And they'll place more importance on that then. And then that's where we, you know, hopefully keep them where they're playing with minimal distractions.
You mentioned confidence. Could you see that right when guys got back from the bye that maybe they've grown more comfortable with what you're being asked of them?
Our guys have been great, really, as far as giving us all they've got and being in tuned and into the preparation. But I think that it was really pointed out clearly by the coaches exactly what we're looking for. We refocused on the fundamentals, and I think it became clearer for them. And then to go out there and play like we did the Tennessee game, and that built confidence. I think they said, you know what, it's helping, it's working, we're getting less explosive plays. I understand this now. I'm getting a better feel. And because of that, they've gained confidence.
As a staff, did you guys just assume things?
No, I knew it was. I knew it was going to be some time. Mm-hmm. I know when we did this in Seattle, it takes you're asking them to do different things. And, you know, they have different things that the linebackers especially were asking them to do. And I think the more they play it, the more they get a feel for how they take care of their run responsibilities and their pass. And at times they were playing 90% run all the time. And when passes would occur, you know, they were out of position. And when it was a pass, and if they were playing, when it's a run and they were playing the pass, you saw some explosive plays. I knew that it was going to take some time for them to get a feel for just how to play the position. And it's taken some time, but we're moving definitely in the right direction.
What did you see out of Ryan Davis besides the play at the end, the interception? But how did you feel like he played leading up to that?
Well, I thought he played pretty well. I think he played pretty well last week as well. He really had a good week of practice. He has gained the trust of the D linemen. He has really gained the trust, I think, of our defense. And when we mentioned he was going to be up and active, I think the team, you know, definitely thought he warranted it. And because of everything he's all about. And then to see him go out there and have some success, I think it's, you know, elevated everybody. And, you know, I think by comments, you know, Jonathan Cyprian, you know, is just so excited for Ryan Davis and, you know, for how hard he works and then good things that happen. I think there is a genuine excitement for him.